Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement for episode 135, where we are discussing an article by Thomas Guerin titled Boundary Work and the Demarcation of Science from Non-Science, Strains and Interests in Professional Ideologies of Scientists, published in the American Sociological Review in 1983. This is a continuation of our series of discussions on the sociology of science, and Guerin's article is among those one may find as required reading in doctoral programs. The paper's first sentence lays out the problem of how to identify unique and essential characteristics of science that separate it from non-science or other kinds of intellectual activities. Drawing the lines around what is or should be considered scientific activity has been difficult and contentious, in part because of various historical and social factors that Guerin identifies. The article responds to claims that the drawing of lines had effectively failed, and commentators express concerns that such lines may not exist. Guerin's argument is that the establishment of the line should be thought of as contested, the result of continuous boundary work that reassesses and reestablishes the line. He begins with a discussion of the sociological theories of ideology, of which science would constitute one, in comparison to religion or engineering, for example. He presented two abiding literature streams, representing strain theories, in which an ideology serves to resolve a conflict between competing ideas, and interest theories, in which an ideology provides the basis for promoting a desired worldview, whether political, economic, or social. As broad examples, strain theories would view science as better than non-science because its rationalism allows for a more useful examination of the world. In contrast, interest theories would prefer science as it is easier to utilize for economic and social gain than, say, another ideology, such as religion. Now, while these streams have traditionally been separate and viewed as incompatible, Guerin drew from Geertz and others that synthesis is possible, and that ideologies are better examined through both the interactions of strains and interests and the rhetoric used by scientific and non-scientific actors to explain and operationalize the ideologies. Now, he uses three historical cases that demonstrate these interactions. The first was the ideological battle between scientists on the one hand and the clergy and mechanics on the other. The battle lines of science versus religion and science versus mechanics were fought differently. Science, as the accumulation of knowledge for its own sake, vied for attention and inclusion in university programs. The second case was also in the Victorian period when phrenologists and anatomists fought bitterly over the right to be considered valid science. Rationality would allow the anatomists to win over their subjectivist and empirically weaker competitors. It provided fodder for future discussions about the line between real science and fake or pseudoscience. Finally, in the third case, national security and secrecy are present, as a U.S.-based science academy strove to navigate the tensions between the scientific community's culture of openness and transparency against the security implications of disclosing privileged, classified, or sensitive information. The paper is short, only about 12 pages of content, but rich, giving much to rising scholars to think about. Present-day concerns about the rejection of science or expertise may add new wrinkles to this old debate, but Guerin's work provides the tools for contemporary thinkers to step back and reason about what's going on. At a basic level, one can say that this is just another round of boundary work happening. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.